This is the real world of the DX Audio Service for April 1988. Hello, I'm Fred Vobey. Before we step over to the front page of DX News, the magazine of the National Radio Club, I would like to sincerely thank all those who helped in the preparation and the production of this year's April Fool's edition. Seemed like it was a pretty decent one, didn't it? Hope we didn't offend anyone, and hope you found a little humor in what we did on this edition. Next year, of course, the same thing. I spoke on Side 1 about you, the membership, helping out again. Well, don't forget that the National Radio Club Convention is surely going to be upon us over Labor Day 1988 in Milwaukee. And we will have our little radio station there again, and we will be soliciting for help in voicing some material for the WNRC radio station. So if you'd like to help with this project, be sure to get your dibs in now for an air shift. It's very easy to do. You don't even have to leave your home. Just send us some stuff on tape. But be sure to contact us for all the details, and we'll send you out some information. The script here looks like it should have been on the April Fool's edition. Need a new mug? No, we're not talking about the one on your face. We can't help you with that department. We can help you in the hot drink department. Your favorite coffee, tea, or hot chocolate will taste better in a new 9-ounce white glass NRC mug. It's just $5.50 U.S. address, $6.25 Canadian or Mexico addressees. Send a check or money order, no cash please, to the National Radio Club, Post Office Box 164, Mansville, Mansville, New York, 13661, for your NRC mug. Well, we're kind of cut for time on this edition of the audio service, so let's jump right into the action. Here's Jerry Starr with a look at the AM Switch column. Jerry?
Hi, everybody. This is Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. Due to the fact that we were on vacation in sunny but cold Florida for a couple weeks, we only have two AM switches to bring you on this edition of the audio service, and we'll start with edition number 175. On 810 WKZN, Crozet, Virginia, changes to WJLT. 880 KDSK, Desert Hot Springs, California, will be KUTE. 970 WKLS, Atlanta, Georgia, changes to WNIV. On 1030 WUGM, Sterling Heights, Michigan, a new station which is not on the air, has already changed its calls to WUFL. On 1330 KENU, Hanumkla, Washington, changes to KQZQ. 1340 WUNA, Aguadilla, Puerto Rico, changes to WNOZ. 1350 WEZY, Cocoa, Florida, will be WLRQ. Two changes on 1410 KDBS, Alexandria, Louisiana, becomes KRRV. And KRAM in Paradise, Las Vegas, Nevada, will be KFMS. Actually, this is not a call change. It is a call being set aside. They had applied for KRAM and then decided never to use it, so the station remains with its former call, KFMS. Two changes on 1450, KNSI, St. Cloud, Minnesota, becomes KCLD, and WKAL, Rome, New York, changes to WFRG. First of all, they had asked for WGKT, set that aside, and have now asked for and are using WFRG. 1470, WKXC, New Albany, Mississippi, changes to WNAU. And on 1520, KADI, Camdenton, Missouri, becomes KFXE. Applications for new stations include on 860, Eugene, Oregon. On 880, Dayton, Virginia and Moneta, Virginia. On 890, Fairlawn, Virginia. On 1020, Holdridge, Nebraska. On 1360, Montlake Terrace, Washington. That would be synchronous with KKMO, Tacoma. And on 1600 in Dungeness, Washington. Two new stations were granted. They are on 840, Columbia, South Carolina, 50,000 watt daytimer. And on 1340 in Klamath Falls, Oregon, 1,000 watts day and night. A couple interesting grants to existing facilities on 1040 KRAD, Perry, Oklahoma. They will move to 1020. On 1190 KOKK, Huron, South Dakota, also moving. They'll go to 1210. And on 1220 WTCN Stillwater, Minnesota, will move to 1210 kilohertz. Highlights from otherness on 830 WADU Narco, Louisiana. News station is on the air. On 1000, an application for a new station in Black Eagle, Vermont. That application has been dismissed. If you had it written in your log, you can scratch it out. On 1230 KBZB Bisbee, Arizona. This station has been silent for a number of years and has recently been sold for the grand sum of $2,000. The new owner claims the facilities are in serious disrepair, but hopes to have the station on soon after about $150,000 worth of upgrading. 1340 KSEK Pittsburgh, Kansas, silent station is back on the air. Also on 1340 KVIV El Paso, Texas, station was silent. They are back on with the Spanish format. 1450 KDRW Silverton, Colorado, this silent station is back on the air. On 1490, application in Oklahoma City for a synchronous transmitter for KOKC. That application has been dismissed. 1510 WTKS Burnettown, South Carolina, silent station is back on the air. Now we move to edition number 176, a rather short edition. There are times when just not a lot is happening in the AM broadcast band as far as changes go. Call letter changes on 610 KRVV Vail, Colorado will be KSPN. 900 WTOF Canton, Ohio becomes WBXT. 930 KTLD Granby, Colorado changes to KRKY. 1030 news station in Point Pleasant, West Virginia will be WTGR. 1050 KHJK Lockhart, Texas will be KFIT. 1350 WSCT Aberdeen, North Carolina changes to WQNX. 1450 WPXE Stark, Florida will be WEAG. And on 1530, new station in Yucaipa, California will be KHPY. One new station applied for, that is on 1100 in Bakersfield, California. Two new stations were granted, 1030 in Point Pleasant, West Virginia, 10,000-watt daytimer, and on 1430, Gainesville, Florida, 2,500-watt daytimer. We'll scan past the applications and grants for existing facilities as nothing really meaningful happened in either of those categories in this edition. But a couple selected items from otherness on 900 WBXT Canton, Ohio. We mentioned that call change just a few seconds ago. That station was silent under their old call of WTOF. They're expected to return to the air soon as WBXT, and when they do, instead of being religiously formatted, they will have an urban contemporary format. 1160 WSKW Skowhegan, Maine. This station has moved here to 1160 from their old frequency of 1150. And on 1560 KLNG Council Bluffs, Iowa station had been silent. They are back on the air with a religious format. And that's about all for now. We'll turn you back to Fred. This is Jerry Starr for another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the NRC's DX News. And I'll see you next month with more stuff. Now, once again, here is your host, Fred.
Thank you very much, Jerry. And Phil's gotten rather short in market scope on this edition, but first, I think John has something for us.
Well, wait a minute, Fred. Hold it. Before we stray too far from the April Fool's edition on the other side of this tape, I just thought it would be good for us to hear an honest-to-goodness air check ID that was taken off the air at 550 on the dial up in Rhode Island. I was up there just about 3 weeks ago, but I've been listening to this station for well over a year, a couple of 3 years at least, and they've been using this ID, this jingle, at least that long. And I don't know how they get away with it. If I were the FCC, I would lower the boom on these guys so fast. I'm going to play it for you, and then you tell me, Fred, what city is this station in? You ready? Listen to this now.
Stay tuned for the news with ABC. It's 12 o'clock.
WICE.
Direct from... Okay. Now, they said the name of the city. I'm sure you heard it the same as I did. WICE, Providence. But did you notice what they tucked in between the letter E and the word Providence? I'll give it to you one more time. Listen real close.
WICE, your news authority. Stay tuned for the news with ABC. It's 12 o'clock.
WICE.
Yes, indeed. They got the word Pawtucket in there, if you heard the man in the background. The legal ID has to have the call letters followed immediately by the city of license. And the city of license is Pawtucket, not Providence. But Pawtucket is a little town across the river from Providence, and nobody wants to be in Pawtucket, so they use the... Oh, dear. You know what they used to do? And the FCC did lower the boom on them for this. What they said was they'd have one of these wild disc jockeys, and he'd say, "Hey, it's 57 degrees in the city. Providence, we love you on WICE. And then with a definite change of tone, he'd say, he'd come out like this, "On WICE. Pawtucket temperature 56. And the FCC said, "No, that is misleading. Don't you do that anymore. We know what you're doing. You said the WICE and the next word was Pawtucket. No good. Nix. Don't do it." So they came up with this jingle where they say WICE, Pawtucket, Providence.
Along with your hosts, David Weiss and Wayne Forrest with news, Chuck Wilson on sports, at 5 o'clock Monday through Friday, the WICE News at 5 o'clock right here on WICE, your news authority. Stay tuned for the news with ABC. It's 12 o'clock.
WICE.
So, Fred, there's always an April Fooler out there somewhere.
And there's always a fool in broadcasting someplace. Oh, dear, John. What are we going to do with this business anyways? Now let's turn it over to someone else who's in the business and who will give us the business. Here's Phil Wayne.
Thank you once again, Mr. Fred. Hi, Phil Wayne here with MarketScope for April 1988. This month, we look at a new AM radio format, motivational radio. This new format was launched by WWNN 980 kHz in Pompano Beach, Florida on August 2nd, 1987. The station airs motivational messages from 60 seconds to 5 minutes in length, rotating them in hit rotation as a music station would. Topics include sales, interpersonal relationships, positive parenting, self-image, and self-growth from speakers such as Zig Ziglar or Leo Biscaglia. WWNN employs 6 on-air personalities, 3 producers, 2 newspeople, and 1 features reporter.
One of the old favorite and old faithful in the motivation business, Zig Ziglar. $1 million legs. What's a new motivational message from Ziggy? And we'll have an awful lot of new material coming up all day long. Things you have not heard before. Some of them are world premieres. That's all coming up on WNN. We'll have a look at traffic forthcoming, too.
Chief, I just heard the news. Regional sales manager. Congratulations.
That's my boss, Joe Knuckles. Evan's boss, too. It's 10 minutes before 8 o'clock, 10 before 8. What's going on in the world, Evan?
What is going on in the world? Well, the Miami Herald says the United States has put contingency plans together should the Russians build up military bases in Nicaragua, which would involve using islands off the Latin American coast.
For Metro Traffic, I'm Dave Foster.
The traffic brought to you by the good folks at Winter Financial.
Bruce E. Winter, attorney, certified public accountant, and certified financial planner, will be speaking about Florida estate and financial planning at upcoming seminars. For timely estate and financial planning topics, tune in to Winter Financial Ideas, WNN AM 980 for Winter's Own.
Hello, I'm Bruce Winter, tax attorney and certified financial planner with today's Winter Financial Idea for Winners Only.
WNN,
5 minutes before 8 o'clock. Drive carefully now. You know traffic's pretty heavy out there. Traffic update coming up shortly. Stay tuned.
WNN. With Career Track's image and self-projection for today's professional woman, here's Julie White.
In our culture, we say some pretty strong things about people who don't meet our gates comfortably and easily. What do we say about them?
Brand new from Julie White. Powerful men and women. There's just a whole set of new motivational messages awaiting you today, all day long, on All Motivation Radio, WNN.
In today's fast-paced financial arena, it is the commodities market that offers the greatest rewards for the sales professional. Look for our ad in the classified section of today's News Sun Sentinel.
It's about 2 minutes before 8 o'clock. We know that traffic is extremely heavy out there. For some reason or other this morning, it is moving very slowly, so you may be a little later getting to where you want to get this morning. You might start out just a little earlier. All of that coming up a little bit here at WNN Inside Golf. Up deck next.
According to Craig Perna, project director at the Polo Club of Boca Raton, careful planning and hard work are several of the key elements in successfully building a golf course community. For Winners Only, I'm Tom Cummings.
It's 8 o'clock. For Winners Only, 980 AM WWNN, Pompano Beach, the motivation station for Miami, Fort Lauderdale, and the Palm Beaches.
That a pleasant day is in store for us. Digital radar weather upcoming. I'm Evan Carl, WNN News. The United States, it would double the number of fighter jets in the western states and station more submarine hunting planes in the Pacific Islands off Latin America if the Soviets try to build up military bases in Nicaragua.
Advertisers are easily convinced that WWNN reaches business people, entrepreneurs, and salespeople, all key targets for advertisers. WWNN is shooting for a 3-4 share of 25 to 54 adult listeners by mid-1988. Within a few months, WWNN's owners will put the format into satellite syndication as the Winners Network. Thanks to Tim Hendel of Miami for his help in preparing this month's Market Scope. For the DX Audio Service, this is Phil Wayne.
Thanks very much, Phil. Now let's jump right over to John Bowker, seeing that we're kind of cut for time. John has the travel log.
Okay, Fred. Well, this is sort of an abbreviated tape on this side, so we got to keep the talk to a minimum. But I tell you, will you stop looking at my 44BX microphone? Please. I tell you, every time I bring a new microphone into Fred's area, he's going to get one of them. I don't know which. Last month it was the 77, I guess, the last couple of months. But this 44, I love this microphone here. You can get right up close to it, and it really brings out the bass if you want. Isn't that a nice microphone? NBC used to use these rather exclusively for everything, and for their recording sessions for the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra. That's all Tommy Dorsey would use. That's a different subject. Has nothing to do with the DX Audio Service. The travelogue this month starts at 1300 on the dial, and I should warn you that one of the stations, WIMG, I was an announcer on WIMG for a period of time, and so you're going to hear about 7 or 8 WIMG IDs to just prove I could backtime things up to the ABC News. Well, you'll see what I mean. There are several anomalies here. We'll talk about them later. Let's go with, the very first station comes from Bob Walker's fabulous collection of IDs on the 1300 DX Audio Service travelogue for April 1988.
The news leader, WOOD, WOOD FM, Grand Rapids.
Good morning, this is Bill Stevens. The news is the service of Roney & Company with 25 offices to serve you.
Join the queue line and stay informed on WTAQ LaGrange.
Now to value.
Northeast Radio, WXPX, West Hazleton.
This is WXPX Close-Up, a public affairs presentation of WXPX West Hazleton. I'm Andy Mahalshig reporting.
Southeastern California's KROP, Brawley, El Centro, Calexico.
A key figure says he did not lead a three-man aid team for the Contra Rebels.
Fulton is ready.
Music is back on AM radio. WOSE is now W13, a beautiful place to be.
A rapist may be caught. Good afternoon. I'm Scott Burkett. The 5 o'clock report is brought to you by Dave Auto Sales.
Greater Hazleton's news and information authority is 13X WXPX West Hazleton, Hazleton. News is next.
German officials say no deal was struck for the release of one of their hostages in Beirut. I'm Diane Kepley on the Satellite News Network.
Waves, 1300 on your AM dial. WAVZ New Haven.
From ABC News, I'm Roger Skibinus.
Music of your life on 1300 WGRC in Spring Valley.
Sun
cloudy, a little warmer with a high in the low 50s, and right now 49 degrees at KMMO AM 1300 and KMMO FM 103 in Marshall. Up next with the tone, 11 o'clock, CBS News time.
Tune to WSYA and Mount Airy, North Carolina. Our time now is 11 o'clock.
1300 on your dial, WJDA, Quincy, Massachusetts.
539-1330. If you want to vote for the BGs, 539-3313. If you want to vote for Alice Cooper on another WFBR Big Battle Weekend from WFBR Baltimore.
Finally in the news, WTNJ, the station to which you are now tuned, returned to the air this morning at 6 a.m. WTNJ, New Jersey's oldest radio station, signed on the air in 1923 and operated under those call letters until 1959. I'm Kevin Fennessy. This is WTNJ Radio, Trenton.
WKQW. Reaching out, touching you.
This is Mike King.
The All-Americans present Gary Douglas with more hit music.
WMAK.
WAVZ New Haven, a division of Cox Monahan Communication.
40 degrees at noon, WAVZ Eyewitness News.
It's a minute past 1 o'clock from WRKT, WRKT-FM, Cocoa Beach. I'm Ken McKenzie in the WRKT News and Information Center.
Yeah, WTYM remembering Bert Camford and Swing and Safari. WTYM Tampa, a service of Associated Communications Corporation. It's news time, 8 p.m.
From the World Desk of United Press International, this is Tom Wendell.
You got that one right. Very good. Ralph Flanagan and his orchestra bringing us up to news time on WIMG Ewing's 2 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Frank Whitus.
WIMG Ewing at 5 o'clock at the tone.
ABC News, I'm Don Fisher.
Just a quick word to interrupt the tape for a moment. That was my voice sounding very down, if you recognize that, at 5 o'clock on the ID. The reason was I had just told the true story of Beverly Kenny, who had recorded that version of Merzidot's, a unique, wonderful, wonderful recording. She killed herself, and she killed herself the night after recording that. And they released it, and of course it was a big seller because of the horror of the story that went with it. She left a suicide note that she had been unhappy with the way she had made the recording, and that at the end of the recording session, she sort of desperately looked for somebody to say, you know, nice job, Beverly, wonderful job, and nobody did. And she was so despondent and couldn't find any friends and had lost all of her support group that she killed herself. And I had just told that story on the air, and I didn't want to break the mood that I had established. And it was late on a Saturday or Sunday. Sunday afternoon it was, that's right. So I thought it was appropriate. Anyway, let's go back to the ID tapes now. Well, Frank, there it is. Tommy Dorsey coming through the rye. Hope you enjoy that as much as I did. This is WIMG Ewing at the tone. It'll be 6 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Paul Altmaier.
You've enjoyed your dinner. We've been eating during the music, as I'm sure you can tell. Bill Underwood is with me. I'm John Dennett, just sitting in for Marv Bilk on this delightful Sunday. And who are we in all? We are WIMG in Ewing at the tone, 7 o'clock.
How you gonna know?
Q130 Talk Radio, WQBK. Tom Leick is our second hour of Dial a Day.
Well, here I am interrupting the tape once again, but for a purpose. I've recorded that WQBK jingle four or five times, and every time I record it, it's almost impossible to understand the what they say. The tone balance on that is just atrocious, the way they record it, the way they play it on the air. Do you remember last month I mentioned that I was going to play you an ID where the time signal through the announcer? Well, that's coming up right now. Once again, it is WQBK. I get it, such a kick out of this poor guy. He's obviously the first day on the job, at least for his sake, I hope so. Listen.
This is WQBK Rensselaer. It's 1 o'clock, and the news is next. Now, CBS covers the world at 1.
CBS News, Secretary of State Alexander Haig is on his way from Buenos Aires to London.
We'll be right here at 5:35 until 8. This is Mark Grimm. Have a good evening.
WQBK, Q130 Talk Radio, now leaves the air.
I love
tomorrow,
it.
QBK has planned another great day of communication.
Q is you.
Now, for any of you who've not been in a broadcasting station or recently, so that clattering sound you heard was the poor guy at WQBK trying to find one of these cartridge tapes. They look like an 8-track tape. And the ID was on tape. The little jingle that you just heard, oh, talk radio, was on a cartridge. And they say, you know, another wonderful day of broadcasting, and you have to think in the back of your mind, gee, it'll happen if we can find the right carts. Obviously, he had a stack of carts there, and he must have either knocked them down or had them scrambled or something. I'm just tempted to interrupt the tape from time to time. I hope you understand.
This is WQBK Rensselaer.
Serving all of Central New York from Radio Park, this is the good life of Radio 13, WOSC, Fulton.
WAAC is locally owned and operated by Marchild Incorporated, with offices and studios at 643 Ohio Street, Terre Haute, Indiana.
Bob Jones turns on KDIA Oakland.
Currently in downtown Lexington, 60 degrees. Checking now from the WBLG Pet Patrol.
And on the WMTN Country Twins.
This station is alive with the sound of music. That's Les Brown, and this is WAAT Radio 13 in Trenton, New Jersey.
This is Forrest Sim reporting on WERE AM and FM in Cleveland.
You are listening to Radio 1300 WTNA, Plymouth, New Hampshire.
You're listening to Radio 13 WWCH in Clarion, Pennsylvania. It's 1 o'clock. News is brought to you by E.L. Geyer Ford, East Main Street. Street in Clarion.
The Prince of Song.
WTNJ Trenton, the rock and soul of Central New Jersey at 1300.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Dave Saunders.
WCLG, FM and AM, Morgantown.
With the best music in stereo, 24 hours a day, and all that cash to give away in $5, $10, and $100 bills.
Okay, well, the 1300 tape finally ends. My goodness, what a saga that is, right? And a couple of those IDs we got to get out of there. That first WWCH break is unworthy of the DX audio service, and we do have it later on, as you just heard. However, as I've said many times, this whole collection needs an awful lot of editing, and perhaps the second time through it, which we'll start, about a year from now or a little less, should be a little cleaner. And we have some new IDs from some of the stations that you haven't heard, and new stations totally that you haven't heard. So let's move along with the 1310 tape on the DX audio service for April 1988. This first ID is one I recorded my very self on the way out to the Lima, Ohio convention. And when I heard the newscaster's name, I almost flipped. What do you think about this?
Rami?
ABC News, I'm Bob Walker. The fires in the West, 8 states are affected.
WNAEAM, WRRN-FM in Warren, Pennsylvania. Our news time, 8 o'clock.
The Morning Report, a look at the day's weather, national, international, and local news from the wires of United Press International at the KIBCO Newsroom. Now, The Morning Report.
A very good morning, everyone. This is Leroy Schneck reporting the 8 a.m. news of the world.
AP Network News is up next.
The Northern Tiers Country Connections, FM 100 WKAD Canton and AM 13 WJOZ Troy.
News on the hour from WVIP and WVIP-FM, Mount Kisco.
For complete insurance protection, see Ed and Randy Bodie, located at 420 Pennsylvania Avenue West in downtown Warren.
WNAEAM, WRRN-FM in Warren, Pennsylvania. Our news time, 8 o'clock.
The Morning Report, a look at the day's weather, national, international, and local news from the wires of United Press International at the KIBCO Newsroom. Now, The Morning Report.
A very good morning, everyone. This is Leroy Schneck reporting the 8 a.m. news of the world.
2 o'clock in Motown with Bob Jones at AM 1310, WMTG, Dearborn, Detroit.
Reminder, you're bobbing with Robin.
WKWKWKMH is 1310 on your dial.
WKMH, the sound of high fidelity, right here from the Music Center in Detroit. Coming home from work? I want you to drive carefully. Take it cool. And this is WKMH Dearborn with studios atop the Townhouse Hotel in Detroit, the radio hub of our Motor City.
This is Van Patrick with WKMH Sports Headlines. The mighty Montreal Canadiens.
Northern Colorado area weather updated following Mutual Network News coming your way next at 1 o'clock. I'm Bob Byrne.
Colorado's first and Northern Colorado's best.
AIDS on the rise and concern about a teenage patient. Mutual News, I'm Dirk Van in New York.
First news first on this Tuesday, January 29th, a service of 1310 information. I'm Ted Hine for WAUC News.
WIND, 1310, DeLand, Daytona Beach.
News, I'm Ron Amadon. If you have a three-wheeled all-terrain vehicle, you have a bit of an endangered species.
And you're tuned to 1310 AM, WTIK, Durham, Raleigh, Chapel Hill, 3 minutes before the hour of 11 o'clock.
Asheville weather, sunny and mild today. Highs in the 80s, clear and cold tonight. Low about 35.
This is WTIK, Durham, North Carolina.
From beautiful music, KBUZ, the temperature is 79, K-Buzz time, 21 minutes until 4.
Send all the information to the bulletin board, WCAM, Camden, New Jersey.
Bob Jones turns on KDRE Oakland.
2:13, CKOY's time. It was Wayne Newton's Just Walking in the Sand.
Ottawa Hydro, your community servant, brings you Community Capsule.
And a 50,000 watt strong CKOY.
At the top of the hour, this is WEEL Fairfax.
WEEL, the music people.
The staff and management of WGSA Ephrata, a happy and joyous Easter.
News time, 12 noon.
Here's the latest worldwide news from the American Entertainment Network, Wally Parker in New York reporting.
McDonald's Shamrock Shakes are available at 78 Town Street in Norwich Town.
W-I-C-H.
I'm Jack Shreve. That was Al Hurt with Stella by Starlight to take us to the top of the clock. Time for the 11 o'clock edition of news on AM 1310 WJLK Asbury Park.
It's 50 degrees we live right now. Along with Paul Perillo in the newsroom, this is Don Jenkins at South Jersey's radio station, WSSJ Camden.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
All news, all day, every day. WRR, Dallas.
From the WRR news desk at 1 o'clock, this...
WNIC, AM and FM, Dearborn.
Music Radio, WIFE, Indianapolis.
WBFD in Bedford, Pennsylvania. Now it's time for Earl Nightingale and our changing world.
Forecast for the WTLB listening area.
TLB Utica.
Good morning. It's 9 o'clock on WICH, 55 degrees. I'm Bob Ford.
This is the music of your life. The new sound of 1310 KAAM from Dallas, Fort Worth.
Briefing the Allies on our intentions with Libya and making history in the Eternal City. With Mutual News, I'm Eric Smallwood.
You know, Mr. Smallwood has very interesting phrasing, doesn't he? Well, that's the 1310 tape, and I'm sorry I have a couple of KDIA identical IDs and a couple of WISEs that are identical and things like that. We'll get those out when they get the bugs worked out of this system. One of these days, Fred. And Fred, if I can just have a couple of more minutes, I think we can do the 1320 tape here on this April edition. And then we'll be through, and we'll be able to get up to 1330 and 1340 next month. So this is the 1320 tape on the DX Audio Service.
ABC News is next. This is KHSJ in Hemet.
Sue Kobler at Saboba Springs Country Club reporting.
WSCR Scranton, AM Gold 13. Playing your favorites from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. We're Northeast Pennsylvania's oldies channel.
WLQY, Hollywood, 1320 AM, South Florida's international station.
The listening is glistening on Good Sound Radio, WAMR, Venice, 1320 on your radio dial, the time 11 o'clock.
You're listening to the greatest hits of all time on 1320 AM. WGLD Greensboro, the oldies channel.
KCPH, Salt Lake City.
Well, good afternoon, Salt Lake City. It is 4:02.
As the local and regional news over WGET, AM, and FM stereo, Gettysburg, Pennsylvania.
This is the tri-state spot for people who like people. WJAS in Pittsburgh, 1320, Grand Central Station.
We've got news next over WHOK, Lancaster, Ohio. It's 3 o'clock.
Gerald Bentley. Mutual Black Network News.
This is radio station KXLW, 5,000 watts of the gospel truth.
Not too much time left. You know what I'm...
It's exactly 1 p.m. serving Delmarva country style. This is WICO AM and FM in Salisbury, Maryland.
News. This is the bright new look at radio, 1320 on your dial, WCVR in Randolph, Sconics Group Broadcasting in Vermont.
This is WARA in Attleboro, 1320 on your radio dial.
There is, may God's grace in Jesus Christ be yours more fully each day. This is 1320 Radio, WARA in Attleboro, Massachusetts.
WCOG Greensboro.
It's exactly 1 p.m. serving Delmarva country style. This is WICO AM and FM in Salisbury, Maryland.
Follow the November election return right here. This is WKEP Radio, Allentown, Pennsylvania.
With his commentary, CFGM Sports Director Bart Daly.
WKTQ Pittsburgh.
WKAM 1320 Kankakee.
Well, you'd better get your hearty appetite over to Lillen.
CJSO, la radio intercité à Sorel.
Team Q is WBQW Scranton. Proud to serve all of the great Northeast.
I'm Steve Porter, NBC News.
The Central Southern Tier is WHHO, AM and FM, Cornell, New York.
It's a minute after nine.
WDMJ, Marquette.
You're listening to WILS Lansing.
The switch is on to AM 1320, WDER, Derry, Manchester.
Well, that's what we got, Fred. By the way, back on those 1310, was that right? WKMH in Detroit. Aren't those awful? Just the most awful station jingles you've ever heard in your entire life. Yeah, and you've been in the jingle business a lot, Fred, I know, so I'm talking to an expert. Incidentally, I should cover your tracks, Fred, a little bit. Some of those IDs in the had some tape bounce. WTNJ, a couple in North Carolina come to mind immediately. Those are on the originals. Those have nothing to do with the duplicating process. That's been true over a lot of the travelogue, so don't blame Fred, anybody. Not for those. Anyway, those are my problems.
Okay, John. And just to prove that the tape is good, here's something for your next edition of the Travelogue, John, and also a little salute to Jerry Starr.
Flight 1330, WHOT, nonstop music.
You know, John, you were talking about poorly produced jingles. Sometimes it's not the jingle company's fault. It's the station that wants their lyrics crammed in to a particular cut in a way that people just can't understand what they're saying. Take, for example...
145 KWBW, best for music.
John, is that KWBW or what? Then again, there's stations that actually do the jingles right and are DX or friendly. You know, they put the call letter and the city of license in.
WRFD, Columbus.
Yes.
Then there's the guys over by your end of the country, John, that like to get the slogan, the frequency, the city of license, and the call letters in.
The Entertainer.
920 in Providence.
WJAR. The Entertainer.
920 in Providence.
WJAR.
And others even let us guess the call letters.
1450 Solid Rock.
But for everyone like that, John, there's always the guy that gives a legal ID. We like those guys, don't we?
WDLB, Utica, New York.
WRBC.
A little jingle-cology or musicology there for you. John, all my friends at the DX Audio Service, that does it for this edition of the Audio Service, the April 1988 edition. On our next edition, we'll take a look at the DX Change column, so if you have anything to buy, sell, or trade, get it into headquarters real quick. From all of us here at the DX Audio Service, a special thanks to all our contributors, and we'll see you next month on the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service.